Oh, okay, Richard, we're recording. This is some of the worst news I could possibly have gotten. No.
I think you're the only one that's upset about this. It's really quite funny.
I think you're right. So Robert Downey Jr. hasn't been negotiating with Marvel for Iron Man 4. He's been negotiating for Captain America 3. Give me a gun, Richard. Send it in the mail. Care of Marvel. Oh, gosh. Either going to be called Civil War or Fallen Son. I don't like either name. And it isn't some small bit. This isn't a cameo. Downey will shoot 30 to 40 days hijacking the movie. He's going to hijack Cap 3, Richard. He's going to hijack it to hell.
Wow.
Straight to hell. Why not just call it Cap 3 Death Spa? That'd be much better. That I would see.
Captain America 3 Death Spa?
Yeah.
But you can't have William Shatner's son in it because he died of AIDS.
Well, of course. Well, he also had pneumonia, Richard, which was caused by AIDS.
So. Well, that doesn't help either.
No. All right, okay. So it says, I'm not clear how the Civil War storyline will play out since the Marvel Cinematic Universe. That's what I was kind of wondering. There's no IDs. It's like, especially in Cap 2, because they revealed all the S.H.I.E.L.D. secrets. So what's out there? Like, what are you going to do?
Well, there's no more S.H.I.E.L.D. It's all over.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, all their secrets, if there were any IDs to preserve, they're out there. Like, everyone knows who everyone is. There's no,
so
like...
So there wouldn't be a civil war. There's no need.
Yeah, so I don't really get why even bring that up, because there's no angle to play unless you introduce all these new heroes that haven't revealed themselves, and then it's like some sort of, you know, back and forth with Captain... Man, I'm feeling lightheaded over here. Unless
you better lay down or have a drink or something, or just jerk it. Get it out of your system. What's wrong? Just let it come out of you, literally.
More than that, Marvel is looking at Cap 3 as Avengers 2.5. Can he get his own movie, please?
Nope.
Gosh.
See, this is what happens when you tell Marvel... Yeah. That, you know what, I want to retire from acting. I just don't want to do it anymore. I'm just kind of want to direct. See, when you talk shit like that in the Marvel world, they take offense to it, and they put Robert Downey Jr. in your movie to upstage you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's hijacking the movie. That's clearly what's going to happen. Last I had heard, and this isn't, and they haven't shot this scene yet, so it could change. New team at the end of Avengers Age of Ultron. The team is Falcon, War Machine, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch, Black Widow, and probably the Vision.
No Hawkeye, huh?
Jeremy Renner is so milquetoast in these movies, I don't really care.
We talk about him, Hawkeye. Hey, look at me. I'm Renner. Go see my other movies. Hey.
He's only good when he plays crazy people. When he's not crazy, he's just
like
anybody
else. I'm a bad
guy.
I'm crazy. I was great in The Town, and then I was really good in that other movie, Hurt Locker. Yeah.
But it's like...
I was fucking annoying in American Hustle.
He should have been Neil Patrick Harris in Gone Girl. That would have been good.
Oh, he's too expensive. Neil Patrick Harris makes TV money.
That's true. Okay, and let's see. Although I haven't told Black Widow... will not have much of a presence in Cap 3. I could care less.
Black Widow should go away. She's lucky she's got what she has. I don't want to see a solo movie from her, but there might be one because Lucy did so well at the box office.
Let's see. Okay. And so once again, the events of Captain America will reshape the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, I'm still reading here, Richard. Let's keep going here. All right. Remember when I told you Cap wouldn't be in Avengers? This is why. At the end of Cap 3, the Marvel Universe will be a tough, dark place with the heroes scattered and defeated. That will continue through Avengers 3 and will lead the world leave the world open to the threat of Thanos in either Avengers 4 or the big universe-wide team-up movie, whichever comes first. Dear God, please make it stop. Okay,
It's going to be Guardians of the Avengers.
Call it whatever you will, Richard.
That's what they're going for. They're going to have the crossover. And aren't they saying that Dave Bautista is going to be in Avengers 3 as Drax? Like, they're going to incorporate that character
Yeah,
into
I guess
the third Avengers movie.
He's all supposed to be now in James Bond, so I guess he's busy.
Oh, he's doing very well for himself. And rightfully so. I like that. I like Dave Bautista.
And what? What do you mean?
Well, I just like him in general. I think he's got a good presence.
Yeah,
I'm glad he didn't show up and ruin his career in an Expendables movie.
Me too, yeah. And he seems like a nice guy, too, from what I read on his social media accounts. He seems like a pretty genuine guy.
You realize they don't write their social media accounts. It's like their assistants do that shit.
Well, then their assistants can't sell for shit.
Exactly. Dave Bautista is a Rhodes Scholar.
Okay, let's see. What else?
He read the dictionary twice. I know this.
All right. Well, hold on, Richard.
Anathotharoth.
I'm not done yet, damn it. Okay.
All right. You're still upset about this
I'm still reading. Okay.
You're the only angry man about this in the world, by the way.
Thank God. Someone has to be a...
Everybody else is super happy. There's so many nerds like jizzing in their face right now.
Not me.
I mean, this is more exciting than episode 7 for a lot of people. They're all jizzed up.
I could care less about that crap too. My dick is limp for both things. No.
That's the sound you hear in Silicon Valley as all the nerds have just heard this news and they're just like, God. Oh my God, this is great. Rebels is on. Star Wars Rebels is on too, so I have to watch that. And then I'm super excited about Iron Man 4/Captain America 3.
It really is Iron Man 4. Cameo by Captain America.
Well, you know why they did that is, I guess you read in that article, Warner Brothers. Oh, I'm sorry.
But go ahead. Go ahead and tell me, because we'll get to
No, I just said Warner Brothers, the reason they pushed the Superman-Batman movie away from Captain America 3 is because they got wind that this was going to be an Iron Man-Captain America team-up movie, and that scared the shit out of them.
Well, that would, for sure.
So yeah. That backed them the fuck off.
Okay, so let's see. So how closely will Cap 3 tie into Avengers 3? I've been told that the Russo brothers are in talks to direct Avengers 3 and possibly 4.
So are they brothers?
Gosh, sources tell me that they are the favorites.
Like a thing?
What?
Are they really brothers, or is that just a thing? Like,
I think they are. Yeah, I think they are.
Like the Coen brothers, or the Coen brothers of comic books?
I guess. Yeah.
Fantastic.
So let's see. Sources tell me that they're the favorites of Marvel right now, and that they're the guys Kevin Feige wants to pick up the mantle from Joss Whedon. This is huge news, and it shows.
Sidebar.
Sidebar. Yes.
The Russo brothers are cheap.
Well, duh. Yeah.
They're probably going to get a huge back end deal. Or a piece of the pie, and they'll get paid like $1 million per movie a piece.
At most, yeah. I'm not getting
so that they got them for cheap.
That's my feeling. Is they know this is like some bread and butter for them.
Oh, of course. They're just like, oh, you know, Joss Whedon, his contract's basically up, and he's already gotten as much as he can out of them, which I think was quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't see him doing more. He wants
No, Whedon's out. Whedon doesn't want. He wants you out. I can see it in his face. When the press comes and he starts looking in the camera and he has like tears in his eyes, you'll know he's a beaten man.
Yeah, he wants to make his Buffy Angel Firefly. What is the shitty show he made? What was that?
Dollhouse.
Dollhouse, like, crossover movie.
Yes, movie he wants to make Serenity House for Buffy and Angel.
Yeah, yeah, and it'll have like a more Well, I fucking forget that show. The Kristen Bell show, whatever her name is.
Veronica Mars.
Yeah, she'll have a cameo. She'll have a cameo in the movie.
And Dax Shepard.
But, yeah, gosh, if he just dies, that's fine.
Oh, I'd watch that then.
I would too.
So I'd pay to see Dax Shepard get shot to death. I don't know why I'm so. I didn't mean that. I'm sure he's a fine person. I don't know why.
I could care less.
Yeah, you're right. Who cares? Fuck them all.
And let's see.
Fuck them all but 6.
Just when you think Paul you know Bearers. What they're doing, just when you assume it's Thanos and Avengers 3, they throw a curveball at you. Okay, how will Civil War play out? I know at the end of Age of Ultron, Tony Stark retires from the Avengers. Sorry, Ed, for all these spoilers. You're probably not even listening at this point. And possibly even from being Iron Man. Good. Go away. Gosh.
He's coming back as Iron Man in Captain America 3. That's so, no, getting. He doesn't retire.
It's like so stupid. What the hell?
So he doesn't retire.
Yeah, right. He feels very responsible for what happened in the film, as the Ultron project was his brainchild. Here's my guess for Cap 3 with that in mind. and aware of the destruction he is out of control world cause, blah, 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 Tony Stark thinks the Age of Miracles is too unregulated. With the fall of S.H.I.E.L.D., there's simply no one keeping tabs on everybody. That scene of Black Widow in front of the Congressional Committee Winter Soldier was a late addition, and it speaks to this. These super beings are answering to no one, and Tony decides that's wrong, which brings him in direct conflict with Captain America, who is still leading a team of Avengers. I don't think this will follow the exact outline of the comic story, but simply take the concept and the beloved Marvel idea of heroes battling. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, as long as there's no, like, IDs getting thrown out there, it's finally. How will Civil War play out?
I think Civil War is mainly just a generic title.
Yeah, I can live with that. That makes me feel a little better. Okay. Does Cap die in the movie? Like I said, I've heard the title Fallen Son getting tossed around a lot. I've been told that the storyline is Civil War, but Fallen Son has come from multiple sources as the actual title. That definitely leads me to believe he could buy it at the end, or maybe his super soldier serum gets depleted, or maybe he just hangs up the shield, taking on a new name, like Nomad or something. Oh, dear God, don't make him Nomad. Ugh. Either way, he's sitting out Avengers 3.
Marvel goes all progressive,
right?
And Chris Evans becomes Captain Marvel. He gets an addictomy reverse. He becomes a woman.
Oh, interesting.
Captain America cuts off his wanker and he turns it into a vagini and he becomes Captain Marvel.
Wow.
You cover all your bases right there. You cover all your liberal bases.
You know, Richard, this is the first good thing I've heard all night. I'm liking this.
And Fallen Son is a double entendre. They're talking about his dick.
Oh, I like this a lot. This is good.
And Civil War works because it's the war within himself.
Ah, I like this too. Richard, you are onto something. I will watch and get excited for.
Boom. I just figured out the next 5 Marvel movies.
I love
it. It's about Captain America as a transgendered person who changes his identity into Captain Marvel, which is a female. And he dyes his hair blonde. I guess it's already blonde, so he just lets it grow out.
That's fine. Yeah, I clipped that.
This is why there was no sexual tension between he and Black Widow, because he was looking at her shoes, not her tits.
Makes sense, Richard. Okay, and Downey is getting $40 million? Damn.
Plus back end.
Shit, dude. I mean, he must have known for a while that Judge movie was going to bomb. He was like,
He did the Judge movie because he was like, I want to work with Robert Duvall. I don't give a fuck what it is. That's why he's making the Judge movie.
But couldn't they have gotten someone better than Dave Dobkin to direct it? I mean, my God.
Well, like I said, he doesn't care. It's just, I forgot what else Dave Dobkin did. He sucks.
Wedding Crashers, Clay Pigeons, yeah. That Santa movie with Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Fred Claus, yeah. Bad.
Shit
bad.
After shit, Richard. I mean, what, like Downey's dad couldn't have directed this movie? Come on, that would have been awesome.
Dead? Is he alive or is he dead?
I thought he was still alive.
You're probably right. I was thinking he was dead. I'm not sure.
I legit thought he was still alive, but you could be wrong. Right,
no, I think you're right. I think he's alive. I know the Colonel's dead from Boogie Nights. Oh. He died like right after Boogie Nights.
Well, shit happens.
Slow down, Colonel.
Gosh, yeah, I don't know. I just don't like...
This is the second bitch that's OD'd on me. Perhaps you want to buy better shit?
My biggest complaint is just that I don't like the idea of Robert Downey hijacking the Captain America movie.
See, I don't really care. I thought, honestly, Black Widow hijacked Captain America too.
It still felt like his story, but I see.
Well, really, think about this now. Let me bring you back down to reality.
Please do,
because you're all upset about this Captain America thing.
I am. I'm dying on the inside.
You realize Captain America never really is in his own movie. Captain America 2 has new characters, has the Falcon, has Black Widow, has
But I still felt like it was his story. I mean, he was the one dealing with kind of the soldier. It was his fallout, his relationship.
Yeah, but Iron Man is all about him. In every movie, it's about him. There is no outside character. Maybe Rhodey, but that's it. But he's already in that world.
So there you go.
I'm also a little surprised, like, when are they going to announce Thor 3?
I don't know if they will.
But, I mean, the second one made money.
Well, yeah, I'm sure Chris Hemsworth... Chris Hemsworth is the kind of guy that... He even said in interviews, he was like, I'm not going to stop making these movies. These Thor movies are fun. I want to do it forever. And guess what? He will, because, you know, who else could be Thor? I kind of like him as Thor. I don't want anybody else being Thor.
No, I like him a lot, too. And, you know, well, this Michael Mann movie is going to bomb, so he'll come crawling back to these regardless.
Well, all his movies don't do that well. He's not... Like I said, there's no more stars anymore.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean,
concepts. It's
yeah, he's not a leading man. He's just I mean, I like him as an actor. He's all right. He's a good presence, but, you know, not much else. I really loved you, Snow White.
Gosh, that movie was garbage.
That movie was so fucking boring. I don't think I've seen it since theater. It was so boring.
Yeah, you know, I'm not typically a guy to walk out of a movie, but that was probably one movie I seriously considered walking out on because I was so bored.
Well, Case 2 sucks. Not enough, no. Dick.
No, but yeah, oh, gosh, that movie was just so dull.
Case Stewart, hi, I look like I stink. I'm Case Stewart. I was in those movies about Twilight, but they're so stupid to me because they're just, like, dumb. But I made lots of money, so I can do, like, other stupid movies. So I'm going to be around for a while. But people think I'm a really good actress, though, because I am. I try really hard.
I like the idea, though, of this, of how they're going to take Civil War, but they're going to kind of reformat it.
Did you know the Civil War was propaganda?
You know,
used by the Bush administration to keep slavery going in America?
I think I like your Michael Caine better.
No, Casey's just fucking stupid. She said some dumb shit things today. I forgot. She said something about how, like, terrorists are good guys and the U.S. military's bad. She's a fucking moron. Another dumb bitch who thinks she's smart because she made millions of dollars before the age of 25, but she'll lose all her money because she won't spend it and invest it correctly, and she'll end up being a guesting on some kind of reality show that's an internet YouTube thing in about 10, 12 years.
She's going to be on Hollywood Game Night.
Yes.
She's going to manage an apartment building in NoHo.
Your rent's due. Hi, your rent's due. Hello. Yes, this is the manager, K-Stu. You haven't paid your back rent, so I think I'm going to have to come in there and get it, okay?
Yeah, she'll
Robert Forrester is the co-manager here.
I was going to say, she'll call Robert Forrester for a line on an apartment building she can manage.
Hey, K-Stu, listen, it'd be great to give you a job, but I think you're such a dumb cunt that I don't want nothing to do with you. You're just so stupid and ugly, it makes me want to retch. I couldn't have you in the same building as me. No way.
Gosh. I like, too, how they're dragging out this Thanos line. I'm really kind of ready for them
I think they've lost interest in Thanos already. I think they really did. I think they had this idea that he was going to be, like, the uber villain. But now they're getting to the point where, like, everybody's going to have an uber villain because, like, they're trying to get Darkseid and Brainiac with the DC Universe. Apocalypse is coming in with Marvel at Fox. So I think they're kind of seeing the trend that by the time Thanos is out, we're already going to have Apocalypse and fucking Doomsday. So it's like they're going to be late to the party that they started.
No, that's fair. I mean, there are other villains I'd love to see, so I don't mind. It's just like, I kind of just feel like I'm ready to wrap it up, too. I just want to move on.
Well, what else? I mean, I don't know. I don't think they have another villain that's, like, interesting enough to really work.
The one thing, I would like to see Kang, because Kang is a time traveler, and I think that'd be
Kang? Cool. He was on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. No. You're getting your franchises mixed up here.
No, Kang the Conqueror. No, he's a time traveler.
Captain Kang from Star Trek?
He is a purple face, Richard. You know him.
That's fucking stupid.
It is. It is.
Purple-faced aliens don't work. Green Lantern. Boom.
But I do want to see it, so I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful.
It ain't going to happen.
I remain ever hopeful.
You're not going to get your C-grade shitty villains in any Marvel movie ever.
Oh, he's no C-grade.
That's like...
He's big. He's big time.
He is C-grade. I've never heard of him.
He fights the Avengers all the time.
Who gives a shit?
I do.
So Richard. Does Baron Von No One Gives a Fuck.
I give a fuck about Baron Von No One Gives a Fuck.
Baron Von snooze a lot. Some shitty German from Captain America comics from the 40s that they resuscitated into the 21st century. Fuck you. Marvel.
He's been around.
He's been around. Why don't they just bring Hitler into it? Why don't you bring Hitler into the comics, Marvel? Come on. Be daring. Bring Hitler back.
He was in Cap 1, so I don't know.
Exactly. Briefly. But like, make him a main villain. Briefly. And I want to see Red Skull eventually come back. I still want Red Skull.
No, I would like to see him come back. I think he'd be cool. Yeah.
I don't think he's coming back. I don't think he is.
I wouldn't mind seeing his daughter. That'd be kind of cool.
Reyna Skull? Red Sonja?
Her name's Sin, and she has the same kind of face. It's all fucked up.
Okay, there you go. See, I'm done. Out. Sin, that's like a porno star name. Well, I'm Sin Skull.
It's ironic because, yeah, she does start out as a porno actress, and then she realizes her...
I don't believe you at all. I think this is a comic book lie.
Let's see. I'll bring up Sin. Let's see.
Oh, please, please bore me some more with your C-grade villains from Marvel.
Oh, she's great. She's great. She'd be so bad, to be honest.
Sin. Okay, fine. Captain America gets his dick cut off and turned into a pee-pee, or turns it into a pussy, to become Sin. How about that?
There you go. There's
he
another
goes,
one.
He goes mentally insane after Civil War. I'm Sin. I got boobies. Yeah, I never leave the house. Well, Captain America loves boobies.
He does. I'd say he's a big fan. Big fan.
Peggy, Agent Peggy Carter got some pretty big boobies.
Yeah, yeah.
And they weren't drawn, so you can't blame the artists there for sexualizing women. It's not my fault that they were made with curves, and it's not the movie maker's fault that they accentuate those curves with red leather.
So there's no villains you'd want to see pop up anymore?
I don't even know any. I don't care. Like, the only interesting villains that I ever thought Marvel had were all X-Men villains. And Fox owns all of them.
Well, who do you like there?
Oh, I thought Sabretooth was interesting.
They ruined him.
They wrecked the fuck him. They destroyed him. And then they had Apocalypse, which is interesting. And then they have Magneto, which is interesting. They have... Mr. Sinister, kind of. Omega Red's kind of neat.
Those two are just gimmicky. I'm not a big fan.
Please. They can't all be Sin.
No.
They can't all be Kang.
Kang
that I've never heard of.
She's kind of like Mr. Sinister. She's just really like goofy and kind of B-grade villain.
Well, wasn't Mr. Sinister like one of those late 80s or early 90s creations that was based on design for... just bullshit.
Yeah, he's like a Liefeld type thing. I don't know if that's his baby, but it's kind of like that, his style.
Dark Phoenix Saga was fascinating. I think that was pretty good. Well, they didn't do anything. They wrecked that. Well, that was all Fox. But now Fox is starting to really fix that. I think they know they fucked up like really badly with X-Men 3 and Wolverine's Origins. I think they understand that they fucked up bad.
Which I appreciate, because I think you're right. They are coming back. The last two have been good. I also liked the Wolverine overall.
Exactly.
So I think so far the last three have been good.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful the next one is equally good. So we'll right. see.
And I'm just tired of everyone being so fucking like, oh, worship at Marvel's feet, because they're making lots of money. I mean, yeah, the movies are okay, but really, as standalone movies, they're okay. I don't know. I think you have to watch them all to really appreciate them. It's not like you can watch Captain America 2 without seeing Captain America 1 or any of the other Avengers shit to understand what the hell's going on.
No, yeah, I'd agree with that, certainly. And I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of every single one. I think the format is hit and miss, and I think people trying to ape that format is a big mistake.
Case in point, I mean, look at Star Trek. Each Star Trek movie is a standalone kind of movie. They're kind of connected from like 2 to 4.
Yeah, that's a trilogy. Definitely.
They are connected, but they're connected in a way where you can watch each individual one and take that story for itself, by itself, you know?
No, I'd agree. I'd agree.
Especially the fourth one, because the fourth one made so much money because it had such this wide audience appeal. But it was directly related to 2 and 3.
The fourth one you could easily watch.
Yeah, without having seen any of the other ones.
I think 3
and they're directly related.
I think 3 would be the only one you might want to watch 2 for, just to kind of get a little of the backstory.
Well, a lot of people hate 3.
Really? I kind of like it. It's like
a I like it.
It's like a B science fiction movie. It's like,
a lot of people hate it. They shit on it. They say like that's the odd ones are the worst Star Trek movies. And I'm like, I kind of like Star Trek 3. I think it's a pretty good foil to Star Trek 2.
Yeah, I think Star Trek 2 through 4 is actually a pretty solid trilogy overall.
Yeah. And the fifth one is absolutely dog shit.
No, the fifth one's terrible. And but the sixth one's good. What is it? Undiscovered Country? Is
number 6? Yeah, and again, the sixth one is connected to the others because it relates to an event that happened in those films.
But you can still watch it as its own movie.
Captain America 2, you can't watch that as its own movie. It's directly tied into Captain America 1.
And Avengers,
right? And Avengers. You cannot watch it by itself. Yeah. You can't watch Iron Man 3 by itself.
Oh, definitely not. No, that's way too confusing.
Iron Man 2, you just can't watch.
Which is so sad. I think Marvel must know now that was a mistake, how that got handled.
Well, that's why Jonny Favreau don't direct no more Marvel movies.
Yeah. And I like your hypothesis about the Chef movie. I think that's really spot on.
Oh, yeah. I think that's true.
Because what was your hypothesis again? I think you probably mentioned it before, but...
It was basically his thesis on the treatment he got regarding Cowboys and Aliens. I think he got so butt-fucked on that he is still feeling the residual scar tissue fixing itself. So he wrote Chef as sort of a catharsis.
Wouldn't the same be said maybe a little about Iron Man 2 as well?
No, because Iron Man... Oh, maybe a little. But I think more Cowboys and... Because Iron Man 2 was successful. Cowboys and Aliens was like a huge bomb.
Well, but like, also lost I think...
big money.
It seems like there were so many rewrites on Iron Man 2 and so much studio interference that it's kind of hard to say
how
much it was his movie. That's why he left, right? He left because he didn't like how he was treated.
Well, again, it's Marvel, and they probably cheaped him on something, and he was just like, well, what the fuck? He probably thought he'd get a big bonus. Or maybe that was the case. He was going to get a big bonus for the third one, and they decided to not re-up his contract.
Right.
And that's probably what pissed them off, too.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see if these brothers come and do more. I mean, I definitely hear you. They don't have a lot else going on. They're not
the
kind of guy that could continue on. I mean, Favreau had a career directing features before this, and... And Whedon is Whedon, so he doesn't really need to continue on this track. But regardless, I'll be curious to see how they continue and how much they decide to do. Because they can really get burned out as well. I mean, there's nothing to stop anyone from kind of having enough, no matter
how much money, how low the total pool you are,
or how much money they offer. So,
well, I mean, so I'm sure they want to... So I was reading the Charles Roven interview on Hollywood Reporter.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of that, yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating. You got to read it. It's great. He's fucking hilarious. He's actually sounds like a really good dude. Mm-hmm. And his story about his dad is fascinating. He escaped Nazi Germany. But that's another... You read the article. Yeah, but he talked about how, like, he's a producer. He has his own projects in his pipeline. And they asked him, how many projects are you developing yourself? Just with your company. And he said, probably about 50 to 70 that he's directly involved in.
Huh.
That's amazingly tough for one production house to be running around with.
I don't buy that, to be honest.
And this is, this is a guy that finances $3 million pictures, and then he goes on to do like $250, $280 million movies. So I believe it.
I don't personally. It's way too much stuff.
That's no one could difference. Possibly do that. That's the difference between success and where you work.
Undoubtedly, but no, I don't buy it.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. He said 50 to 60.
I think. That's maybe he said less. But I think he, I think that was pretty accurate. I think he did say 50-60 or 50-70.
I could buy it 20 maybe. But otherwise, it's too much.
No, but he says like active, like end of, like been on the shelf for years. And I guess he said in the 70s he was a producer, but he never got anything produced. But he sold all these scripts. So mm-hmm. he made a ton of money doing that. And I guess he managed on the side too, like music acts. So he did a lot. I mean, he made a lot of money, but no one knew who he was, which is, you know, that's Hollywood right there. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
Because he said that he was in his 20s when he started,
mm-hmm.
and he was making money, and he thought that he was going to be like this, the youngest producer ever and the most successful. And then like shit happened, like every project he sold didn't get made, and he didn't have his first produced credit until he was 34.
Well, I got 2 more years left, so we'll see.
Hey, there you go.
No optimism here, so whatever.
Oh, I think give it 2 more years and then put the shotgun in your mouth, because that'll be about the time Civil War comes out.
Well, by then I can afford a shotgun, Richard, so we're right on there.
Or just use equalizer. Get put up a hose to your tailpipe and just let the fumes take you away.
Does he kill that guy too, or does he live?
No, he just uses it to torture him.
Okay.
Give me a name. Okay, then. All right. Give me a name now. I can do this all day. Okay, now.
He can torture him pretty soon with the upcoming Monster in Law TV show based on the classic Jennifer Lopez show, movie.
Yeah, there's so many TV shows being based on shitty movies from the last 10 years that I'm about ready to just cut my own throat.
What a bunch of garbage.
I mean, there's nothing but shit coming out. I mean, it just doesn't stop. It is shit, 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 and more shit.
I think still the worst one's got to be that Joe Dirt 2 movie.
Yeah, but that's going to be directly to what Crackle, and no one's going to watch. Like it'll be like a fart. No one will remember it.
You know, I don't care. The fact
I remember mine, but some people don't.
You know, the fact that that's even happening. I don't care who watches it. I don't care who makes it. I don't even care who stars in it. But the fact that someone thought that was a good idea blows my mind.
Oh, I just realized you sent me the links.
Unreal. Don't even worry about it.
I just realized you sent me Kang the Conqueror links.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't. It's Kang the Conqueror.
You don't care.
I don't care.
You don't care.
If I stumble upon him, like reading one of your trade books, I'd be like, oh, yes, that guy you talked about all those months ago. I don't care. General Kang. File all torpedoes. Oh, wait, that's Christopher Plummer.
Yeah, it's fine. Well, I wonder why Gillian Anderson, why they're asking her about Ghostbusters. Gosh, she does not need to be in that movie.
Okay, you know what? Let's talk about that, by the way.
Gosh, what garbage.
Can we talk about what a stupid idea that is?
The whole thing is dumb. I don't care who's in it.
Well, it's not Ghostbusters. Even Paul Feig said that. He goes, it doesn't take place in that universe. That universe never happened. So it allows us to be free and do other stuff with it and push the technology and also make it really scary. Well then fucking don't call it Ghostbusters 3. Call it Ghost Chicks.
I can call live it with
tits,
that.
Ghosts with tits. Call it something misogynistic. Be
That's
brave,
my kind of movie.
Paul.
That's my exactly. kind of movie.
Call it Pussy Busters.
Oh,
wait, that'd be the porno version. The all-girl cast, Pussy Busters, this fall from Vivid. See a bunch of stuff go into girls' butts.
I would see that.
I've seen it.
How was it?
It's not much of a stretch. Well, pun intended. Not much of a stretch for those girls. They can take a baseball bat and a bowling pin.
Gosh, yeah, I'm trying to read about this Ghostbusters thing, like where he wants to... blah blah blah. That's why we're not doing our, we're remaking it. We're doing our take on it. If it has nothing to do with the other two movies and it's all females, then why are you calling it Ghostbusters? That's Ernie Hudson. I don't care about him. Whatever.
Well, Ernie Hudson probably is like, oh fuck, there goes my chance to get some extra money this month.
Yeah, he's like,
fuck, I gotta go do another goddamn convention.
He's probably like, that K-Stew's hit me up for the rent, so I gotta come through.
K-Stew's wants her rent money. Hello, Ernie, it's K-Stew. Like, you're like behind on your rent again. I understand that you just got back from San Jose from a toy fair, so maybe like if you took that money and put it in an envelope and put it under my door, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah, okay, and I oh, thought, sorry. Well, what if we just make it new? This is Paul Feig or whatever. It's not coming into the world that existed before.
Wait a minute. Is Paul Feig and Kevin Feig related?
They spell their names a little differently.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
It's just a little bit, but you're close.
Shit, I think it's their... It's
a conspiracy?
I think it is.
It's a Melissa shame...
Melissa McCarthy will be Hulk, Red Hulk, and Planet Hulk.
Please.
And fight the Green Hulk in an all-out, no-hold-barred gladiatorial battle.
Gosh, I hate the idea. I mean, they're not even going to use the first two as any kind of setup. It's just gone. Nope.
Yeah,
you know, that's one thing I didn't like about the second one, where it was like, oh, it was all some mind gas or whatever. We all got like hallucinated, and we saw it happen in the first one. So you're all frauds. I was like, what?
Well, no, that was the excuse they made to sue the Ghostbusters.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I didn't like that. It's what a gimmick.
I'm a voter. Aren't you supposed to lie to me and kiss my butt? I don't care. I think Ghostbusters 2 actually has... I quote Ghostbusters 2 more than I quote Ghostbusters 1.
It has its moments, and I definitely like it. It's just not as good as the first one.
No, it's not. Nowhere near. But it's for some reason, I don't know, I think I have a little bit more appreciation for Ghostbusters 2. I kind of like it, you know. Maybe because I grew up with that one. Yeah, actually, that's not true. I grew up with Ghostbusters 1 all the time, so maybe
not.
Well,
I was going to say, I think I probably watched Ghostbusters 2 a lot more than the first one growing up.
Yeah, that's not true on my end. I saw Ghostbusters 1 more because we rented that one a lot back in the day.
Good for you.
You could still, when you rented VHSs, because, you know, they cost $90 a piece to buy in a store.
Man, what's good to remember? They had some VHS tape over at Rite Aid for sale for like $10. I forget what movie it was.
No. VHS?
Yeah, it was.
They haven't made VHSs like since 2005.
I think it was some Charlie Sheen movie. I forget.
Charlie Sheen movies. It was homemade porno.
Well, it was poorly wrapped. I'll say that. So maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's a Halloween sort of thing. I don't know. Well, you weren't there. Yeah, you will. Why would you? Oh, gosh. And what else? They're trying to make an Underworld TV show, Resident Evil TV show. Right.
Yeah, awful, 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 awful. And they're still doing an Underworld movie. They're doing a movie and a TV show.
And they renewed Gotham for a full season.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I picked it up for 22 episodes.
Yeah, so whatever that means. People are going to be tired of the show in 12 weeks.
I watched the third episode finally. Gosh, what a bunch of garbage.
Haven't watched it yet. Maybe I won't.
It's so bad. I mean, because like the guy, he sends people up in like weather balloons.
Genius.
Yeah. But for some reason, they're like, the cops are blown away when a guy tells them that the weather balloon will eventually come back down to Earth. And it's like, what? And they also, they make no effort to pursue the people tied to the weather balloons. They're like, oh, they're gone. That's it.
Bye.
Yeah. It's like, whatever. And then Jim Gordon just, by pure chance, figures out who the guy is, who the bad guy is.
Who was it?
It was like some guy he had met at the police headquarters or whatever, like briefly.
Oh, he came over and he was just like, do you catch that guy yet?
Yeah. I mean, sure. But it's just like, it's so dumb. It's like they have no ability to, like, have an actual case get solved in an actual interesting way. It's just like these really awful setups.
Oh, the show sucks.
It's really bad.
It's a shit show. It's really terrible. It's not a good show at all. And anybody that says it's good is a fucking retard.
I think what really sold me on just how awful it was when they cast a Harvey Dent. Yes. It's just like they just don't get the show or the character or the mythos at all.
No, they don't understand at all what Harvey Dent, Two-Face,
means to Batman. It's like that the whole point of that. The Long Halloween. Read The Long Halloween. That'll explain everything you need to know about why Harvey Dent's important.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, they thought, like, oh, this will be smart. We'll bring him in. So that way, when he's 50 and Batman's 30, they can hang out. And it makes sense. Yeah. It's like, what? No. No 30-year-old playboy is going to hang out with some 50-year-old.
And he's not. He'll be older. Because there's no way he's like this young up-and-coming guy right out of high school. He's got to have some college to be working for the court system. So he's got to be at least 24.
Yeah, I was thinking at least 25. If Batman's 10, that makes him like, okay, maybe 45, maybe? But still, who's hanging out with that guy? That's an age difference I just can't buy.
And Bruce Wayne and Harvey Dent are friends. It's like that.
Yeah.
They're close. Like, that's the whole it's just, he's a contemporary of Bruce, not older. He's not the statesman. That's Jim Gordon. They already have that role filled.
Right. Fuck. Yeah. It's just, I don't have any 45-year-old friends that I typically hang out with.
Wrong again. Casey.
Oh, really? Oh, you're right.
Casey's 52 years old.
You know, I forgot.
Ed is 73.
Well, that we all know, but that's thanks to the all
vegan diet.
Yeah, it's all the veganism he's into.
His vegan diet and his reluctance to spoilers makes him a virile, young 72-year-old man.
He probably won't even listen to this episode.
Zero body hair on that man.
That is by choice, not by default.
Oh, is it? Okay, I thought it was by default.
Oh, wow.
I thought through genetics. I thought he was just born with no hair. He's like Moby.
Well, that could be. I just assumed.
He's like a hairless cat. Weird. Hairless pets. Weird.
That's all from the second one, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, good stuff.
I am a fraud.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I want to get your hand off me. I want to chat with the mayor. Okay, well, we've gone on pretty long, so let's just, you want to go to the bar and call it a night?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's do it. Let's drink to the memory of Sin and General Kang.
Please, let's do it.
Yay. Good night.
Later.